The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 30th, 1976. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Sue Moran, and happy to be back with you again for another program of popular and traditional African music. As you know, the recordings I select each week feature some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Some time ago, on one of my past programs, I played selections from one of my own favorite record albums, the Misa Kwango of Zaire. I'd like to play some of the music once again for you, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy it as much as I do. So now, friends, it's Music Time in Africa. The record album Misa Kwango is a presentation of folk and religious songs by a choral group of 70 young students who live in and around the town of Kenge in Zaire. Many of the students who come from villages and remote areas bring with them the traditional folk songs of their people and villages and have been marvelously organized in a choral group called the Little Singers and Dancers of Kenge. Some of the main tribal groups represented by the students are the Kipelende, Bayanzi, Bakongo, Bateke, Kiaka, Katongo, and Bangala. The title of the album, Misa Kwango, refers to Kwango Province, named after the Kwango River. I'm going to start off today's program with a medley of two Kipelende folk tunes by the Little Singers of Kenge. The first tune is about a child who goes into the forest and meets a giant covered with sharp quills. The giant seizes the child and places him on a large drum. Each time the giant strikes the drum, the child must sing a song. The second song begins with a verse, "My brother-in-law has been changed into a serpent and wishes to devour my oldest sister."
Kangurila, 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 kang
The Little Singers of Kenge just sang a medley of two Kipelende folk songs to the accompaniment of a guitar, drums, and rattles. This next medley of two songs represents folk songs of two different tribal groups, the Bayaka and the Bopelende.
Mama,
A legend in Bapalende folklore tells us of three young girls who were walking and playing in the forest near their village. One of the three girls, Madiele, becomes lost, and her two companions begin to search everywhere, calling out her name. But the only response from the dark forest is the echo of their own voice. The Bapalende have set this legend to music. We're listening to the Little Singers and Dancers of Kenge, a group of 70 young students presenting their traditional folk songs of Zaire. How true that old familiar saying is that music warms our hearts and brings joy to our lives. And who among us does not enjoy listening to young voices sing their hearts out, especially when the melody is as lovely as the fresh young voices that sing it? Hear now the Little Singers of Kenge sing another Bapalende folk legend. This one about a man who plants a tree and advises his young son not to touch it, or else the tree may die. Nevertheless, the youngster does touch the tree and discovers his father was right. Immediately, he tries to keep it alive and growing.
Olenda jem, amen. Olenda jem.
this next folk song, again taken from Bopelende folklore, a young man tries to console his mother when he is about to leave home. "Do not weep, my mother. As you see, the trucks pass on the road more often than bicycles. Therefore, it will not be difficult for me to return." This time, we have a lovely song taken from the folk music of the Bangala in the Kwango province of Zaire. It's a love song in praise of a beautiful girl named Marguerite. An accordion has been added to the musical accompaniment for the choral group.
Solayo toco talabino basu. piano, 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 piano.
And with that Bangala folk song by the little singers and dancers of Kenge, we come to the close of today's program featuring folk music from Zaire. I hope you enjoyed the recordings, and of course, I'll have more music from Africa for you next week at the same time. This is Sumeran, friends, saying so long for now. Have a nice week, and join me next Sunday for Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.